Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are so thankful again this morning as we wake up and knowing you have brought us back to your original intent, that we are at home in the kingdom, we are at home in you and with you, and to experience you for the rest of our days. Your will be done, your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading 1 Timothy 6 from verse 12 to 16. Fight the good fight of faith, grabbing hold of the life that continues forever. You were called to have that life when you confessed the good confession before many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, I give you a command. Christ Jesus made the good confession when he stood before Pontius Pilate. Do what you were commanded to do without wrong or blame until our Lord Jesus Christ come again. God will make that happen at the right time. He is the blessed and only ruler, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. He is the only one who never dies. He lives in light so bright, no one can go near it. No one has ever seen God or can see him. My honor and power belong to God forever. Amen.
Amen. You got this beautiful picture here of our wonderful Lord and Savior and King and big brother that we were predestined in before the foundation of the earth. Ephesians 1 verse 4. And so this gospel, this wonderful truth that Jesus bore witness to. He says, I come to bear witness to the truth. For this purpose I was born, to bear witness to the truth. You see, we all fell into deception, into lies, into sin, into feeling unworthy. But God's original intention was always for mankind. Mankind is his idea. Mankind is his children. And mankind is his children in Christ Jesus, holy and blameless, in fellowship, in love. And this is what Jesus came to show, the wonderful picture of the God quality of life in demonstrated in a man. And then he died and he paid the price so we can come home, like he said so beautifully in John 12. Unless a seed falls into the ground, it remains alone. But if it falls into the ground, it will bear much fruit. You see, so he fell into the ground, and then the Spirit of God raised him up, and he was, like he said there in John 12, now I must be glorified. When they wanted, the Greeks wanted to see Jesus, Jesus said, now I must be glorified, because he knew he is wanting the heart of heaven, the heart of Jesus, the heart of the Father, the heart of the Spirit, the heart of the angels. They all longed for the children of God to come back home, and that's why he died, and that's why he was glorified. So we have got free access to come home now. We are born of the truth of the incorruptible seed, to partake of the eternal life. That's the God quality of life. So this is the beautiful gospel that we have, which is the power of God unto salvation. And this beautiful gospel is light, it is life, it is faith, it is love. It casts away all fear, all darkness, everything bad, everything inferior, everything unworthy. And that's what we stand in, guys. We've got a perfect covenant, a perfect Savior, a perfect life, and a perfect future, because the works of God are perfect. Amen. And all his ways are just. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has done this, guys. So rest in this amazing love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.